I think they've kind of, you know, just going off, if you go off to the score of our competition periods, you know, the defense jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and now we're tied at five wins apiece and one tie. So if you go based on that score, I'd say they're even.
Is that where you'd like it to be?
Oh, I think it's very important as a football team to play to one another. When you look at teams that are successful, I mean, it's hard when you have a great offense and your defense is or vice versa. So I think when your offense plays your defense and there's a common thread really through all three phases, including the special teams, that puts you in the best position for success.
Had some fights this morning, or I guess you want to call them fights. Is it that point in camp where guys are ready to hit somebody else wearing a different color?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking of a fight. I think they got a couple guys got locked up just competing. So I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But, yeah, it's time to play. I think it's just common. It's time to play a football game against somebody else.
How are you going to split the reps with the quarterback in Saturday's game?
I don't have the exact reps for you, but we want everybody to play on a football team. So all four quarterbacks will play.
Mike, how did that Brian Roble do today with some extra reps on there?
I thought he looked good in his team period. You know, he has an understanding of the huddle command and communicates very well the play entry, and I thought he executed very well.
Some problem with the only time that you set a baseball hat
today? Not that I'm aware of.
What's your general goals for Saturday? What do you like?
To win the football game, number one. Number two is a play smart football. You know, you're not putting yourself in position where you're beating yourself. I mean, if we can accomplish those two things, I'll be very pleased. I mean, the third aspect, you want to establish a style of football you're going to play as a football team, that'd be the third point.
And you'll be calling plays, obviously?
Correct.
Practice for you, too, obviously.
Yeah, I don't look at it as practice, I look at it as competing, yeah.
So far, have you gotten what you'd like to out of Ben Taylor?
I think Ben's been very consistent. He's graded out, you know, over the course of the training camp. Very, you know, I keep not to be redundant, consistent. So to answer your question, yes. No, not at all. I think if anybody has a special quality, I think he should take advantage of it. Yes.
With the win today, getting a lot of long punts, how do you feel about the consistency of the game time?
Well, I mean, obviously that's a concern with your coverage unit, and that's. Once again, that's something you're looking for, and when you have a strong-legged kicker or punter, you know, that's something you're always coaching. You know, once again, we're work in progress, whether it's the returners, the coverage unit, and things like that, and they don't really have the benefit of playing live action until they get to the preseason games where, the offensive defense had the opportunity in family night this past Saturday.
Would you like your starters on Saturday night to play a quarter, two quarters?
I'm looking for more of a range of plays. The one quarter, two quarter, three quarter thing, in my experience, it doesn't really hold up very well because you can't judge on how the quarter is going to go. So we'll target a number of plays, and really with us going to full pad at practice tonight, we'll definitely identify that, finalize that, really, I should say, tomorrow.
Mike, do you go into preseason games without any apprehension just about not wanting to lose a guy, an important guy in a game that doesn't count?
I wouldn't say the first three, because I think like anything, you play scared, something's going to happen. You got to get out there and play. I've been part of a program that's rested starters, played a very conservative in the preseason a number of times, and really felt like it came out flat, particularly on offense. So I mean, that's the common area you got to find. You know, you're trying to rest certain guys, but also you don't have the continuity, the rhythm, and timing that's necessary to start the season.
You said it was when Chris asked you what your goals were for Saturday. The first thing you said was win the game.
Winning is the most important. That's what our business is all about. I mean, we say it over and over again, no excuses. I mean, if you put on our uniform, I mean, you have accountability to produce, you know, prepare, and perform. So, and that's a mindset that we must always have. I mean, winning in preseason to me is important because it gives you momentum going into the season. So, and let's not forget, I mean, you're coming off a 4-12 football team. So it's always important to win.